98.1 KZE on the line with me today. Delighted to chat with Scott Metzger from LAMP, a legendary East Coast band. And, you know, it's funny, Scott, I say legendary. You guys actually haven't been playing together all that long, right?
That's true. Only about 3 years or so.
But you've made a heavy impact in that time.
Yes, we have. We've been hitting it pretty hard. We had tried to get things off the ground in 2020 and 2021, but we sort of had bad luck with venues closing because of lockdown things keeping popping up in those years.
Right.
So we weren't able to really get any sort of momentum happening until 2022, and we wouldn't change a thing since then. It's been going great.
Well, yeah, so you and Russ and Ray, obviously, you know, you're all in many different projects. I'm sure you've worked together in different iterations. What makes LAMP LAMP with this formation of the band?
Well, it's an instrumental trio of just organ, drums, and guitar. And I think that the three of us, we share a real love of melody. And I think that in our scene, melodies tend to get a little bit put on the back burner in favor of kind of like instrumental jamming or exploratory things. And I think that we tend to keep things more in a lane that's very melodic, very accessible. Because instrumental music can get very heady very quickly if you kind of don't keep your eye on things. So we try and keep everything very accessible and very melodic and very groove-oriented.
Yeah, so you're shredding, but it's very deliberate shredding.
Yes, it's very deliberate, very civilized shredding.
I love that. And we're so excited to have you coming through the Lemon Squeeze. Have you played that venue before?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I didn't think so because I feel like I would have heard about that. And I mean, it's such a cool, intimate room to see you guys in. I mean, how do you think the show lends itself to more intimate spaces?
Well, we're a very dynamic band. So we're able to play smaller rooms or bigger rooms. And we like to sort of change up the approach each night to sort of explore the space, if you will, that we're playing in each night.
Yeah. So the room kind of affects the vibe and the show and the set list.
Oh, definitely. 100%. Cool. Very much so.
Yeah. Speaking of the set list, I know this is a bit of an album release show, the new record, One of Us. Are you going to be doing just songs from the new album or a little mix of everything?
No, it'll be a mixed bag. It'll certainly be One of Us heavy, but we'll play stuff from the first record as well, for sure.
Awesome. And tell me a little bit about the recording of One of Us. Was this like a deliberate, like, okay, it's time to get back in the studio, or did it just kind of happen?
Yes, for sure. Well, we were hitting live gigs very hard all through 2023 and 24. And, we were playing, we only had one record's worth of material at that point. So during sound checks, we would start to, fool around with ideas, kick around ideas. Sort of before we knew it, just from sort of jamming and sound checks and whatnot, we had almost an album's worth of material right there. So we sort of zoomed in on that stuff by, recording remotely sort of some demos. And then when we felt that we had the arrangements and enough material, we got into a studio called The Tank in Burlington, Vermont, and spent about a week there making the record.
That's pretty quick.
Yes. We don't mess around. we're extremely efficient. And also, we all believe that, too much time in the studio, having too many options can be a bad thing.
Yeah.
So, I think it's like, let's get to the studio, get it down, and then move right along.
That's professionalism right there.
Well, we're professionals. Professional what? I don't know, but we're professional.
Have you, I'm sure you've talked about it. Is there any possibility of a live album on the horizon?
Yes, there is. That's always in the cards, and we're always recording all of our shows and,
awesome.
And listening back to things. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting to think about.
Absolutely. Yeah. Some of my favorite records are live records, because especially with tunes where things are stretched out every night, the songs take on a new personality and you find things inside the songs. They're always sort of evolving over the years. And if we're doing our jobs right, that's part of the fun of it. Is,
yeah.
You know, finding things, songs within the songs.
Right. And then to be able to take kind of your favorite version of each of the songs and present them as a recording is always, you know, I love that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Scott Metzger from LAMP is my guest. You can see them December 13th at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz, celebrating the release of the new album, One of Us. Don't miss this opportunity. Seriously, it's going to be an unbelievable show to catch right in downtown New Paltz. And if you call me now, I will give you a pair of tickets, 866-393-9810. Thank you so much, Scott.
Thanks so much for having me. We'll see you there.